Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Ever.
Ever and ever.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today. But, you know, just a little word of warning, you may gain weight just by listening.
Oh, gosh. I ate it. Now I'm going to gain it again?
Calories are just spewing out your speaker.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not pretty.
That's not.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're going to kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has a Midas touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave. And your guys, not so much.
And this segment is a special restaurant.
Nancy is what some people may call frugal.
I am.
I prefer to call it cheap.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. I don't care. I squeak, but I'm cheap. I know.
But she's selectively cheap because this frugality does not apply to jewelry, but, you know, I digress.
Yes, it does not apply to jewelry. I don't want anything less than a 3/4 carat diamond.
Okay.
Okay.
She is on every retailer's mailing list and gets hundreds of emails a day with money-saving deals. Whether we need it or not, it's a deal.
It is. And I purchase it.
This strategy has undoubtedly saved me millions of dollars over the years, at least in her way of thinking.
Oh, millions. Millions and millions. We have been married 47 years this year, correct?
Yep.
It has to be at least $4 million.
Okay.
This practice has spilled over into our dining out habits. I have a storehouse of Groupon and Living Social coupons, but if I don't have a coupon, the next step is looking for early bird specials or half price days or even their super special entrees they can't get rid of days. There's a local eatery that we all know is the king of specials, whether it be dollar burgers, hot dogs, chicken sandwiches, or a Del Webb favorite, half price wine day. We are referring to Rookie's All-American Pub and Grill in Huntley.
I think we all know what the inside of Rookie's looks like. It's a typical local sports bar.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And which pre-COVID offered a never-ending popcorn bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're starting to come back with that.
I thought I saw
just
them.
Just recently.
Mm-hmm. Starting wanting to pop it.
Yep. Hopefully they'll bring that back because you got to have the popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn. You got to.
But anyway, let's concentrate on the food. Enough of COVID. I'm sick of hearing about COVID.
I am
COVID's,
too.
COVID's over.
Ancient, it's gone.
Ancient history.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Jim and I have always gone to Rookie's for their dollar burgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches. Our personal favorite is their chicken sandwich. In the past, we have never ordered anything off their menu that wasn't a special. Because you would go for their special gyro sandwich,
mm-hmm.
or I used to go for their special beef sandwich,
mm-hmm.
or even their special half-price pizza day.
Yes.
But we've never, ever, ever.
Ever?
We've never ordered anything off their menu that wasn't a special.
I don't think we have.
Uh-uh. No. Never. Because we still have leftover stimulus money that I haven't spent yet on him, we decided to throw...
Wait, have you spent on me?
Well... That e-bike didn't turn out so well for me. I spent the money, and I can't ride it because I broke my ankle and my
toe,
I'm scared.
Let's not even go there.
So, yes, spent on you, my love.
Okay.
And we decided to throw caution to the wind and go for the full price menu items.
Which means like about $9 or $10.
Ooh!
If you look at the menu closely, Nance isn't that frugal after all. Certain residents of an unnamed over 55 complex in Huntley.
But we're not naming names.
We're not naming names, though. Have been known to bring their own slices of onion to avoid paying a 50 cents upcharge. when they have their dollar burger.
I know.
It's actually on the menu.
Yes, on the specials menu.
Because people were coming in with a little Ziploc baggie and onions or whatever they wanted to put on top of their burger. They
cheese, would put, yeah. You know.
So in case you're planning on doing that, it is expressly forbidden on the menu.
Jim and I lost our desire for appetizers since my stomach turns somersaults at the very hint of the putrid smell of burning feta cheese.
You're not a big feta fan, are you?
Oh, no. It gets me sick to my stomach. I can't eat after I smell it coming past me. But that's a good thing. Then I could go on a diet. But then I'll be hungry when we leave the restaurant. I don't smell it anymore. I have so many problems.
You really have a lot of issues.
I do.
Boy,
this is one time I am actually glad to wear a mask as the flaming toxic mask passes me by.
Whoop-a! I don't know why you don't really like it that much.
The smell. I don't know. Something about that smell just gets to
me. Have you ever tried it?
No, because I can't take the smell. If I can't stand the smell, why would I eat it?
Even regular feta cheese, like in a salad?
I won't eat stuff like that, no.
Oh.
I like normal cheese, like cheddar and what
American?
Else? And American and Swiss.
Boy, you're walking on the wild side
I
now.
I know I am.
You really are the world's fussiest food critic.
Hey, what? We go to the cheese shop out in Wisconsin when we go out to gamble, and I get their chicken soup cheese. I get their mango cheese, hot mango cheese.
Just to digress, there's a place in Wisconsin. It's on exit 126. That's mm-hmm. all I know. And it's
the cheese chalet, Eilenbacher's.
Eilenbacher's cheese chalet.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like 4,000 types of cheese.
And you got to try them all. And they'll let you taste it before. If you like it, then you'll buy it. But
they've got like ghost pepper and all kinds of,
I've tried a lot of cheeses.
They even have chocolate cheese.
Fudge.
It's
It tastes like fudge.
People swear it's fudge, but it's actually cheese with chocolate in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
You and my girlfriend love it.
And the chicken soup cheese is good, too. That's
not bad.
That's not bad. No. Well, Nancy, being the world's fussiest food critic, found an entree she could customize just the way she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Since this was our big meal of the day and she wanted a salad but didn't think it would be enough, she went with the deluxe pick two combo for $10.99.
Wow, that's expensive.
For rookies, that's big bucks.
I'm used to a buck burger.
This was her choice of a salad and half a sandwich. She chose the ultimate grilled cheese. This was cheddar, Velveeta. Oh, the best cheese, Velveeta. Oh, it's so good.
I like cheddar.
Pepper jack.
Better.
Tomato and bacon on grilled garlic parmesan cheese bread and served with the tomato basil dipper. Wow.
That's garlic parmesan cheese bread. That makes the sandwich.
That is different for just plain old cheese sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, yeah. To accompany this, she chose the berry nut salad. It contained mixed greens, walnuts, eggs, avocados. What?
Avocado. That's what I said. Not avocados.
Avocados. Strawberries, cranberries, tomato, cucumbers, carrots, and a small pita.
Mm-hmm.
The salad, she said, was delicious, and I told her I might even try it sometime because it actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, but you'll eat everything but the lettuce.
Maybe.
You eat everything on an antipasto salad but the lettuce.
Well, that's antipasto salad. The only reason why I get that is for all the meats in there, Italian
and
meat.
The cheeses.
And cheeses, yeah.
Yeah,
I won't eat the avocados. I'm not a big avocado fan.
Me neither. No. I told them to keep mine out.
The sandwich, honestly, could have used a little more cheese. And she said it was tasty with the garlic parmesan bread.
It was. That made the sandwich.
It did, huh?
Yep. Mm. Every so often, Jim has to have a gyro. Or do I say gyro?
Either one is okay.
Okay.
Either one is okay.
And I get to smell his...
I like both of them. I like gyros and I like gyros.
Do you really?
I like them both.
Okay. Mm. And I get to smell his breath for days later. Since he was also hungry, he went with the gyro platter for $11.99.
No, I had the gyro platter.
Okay. This is sliced gyro meat.
Or gyro.
Stop. with tomato, onions, and tzatziki sauce.
What kind of sauce?
Tzatziki sauce on grilled pita bread. This comes with fries, coleslaw, or potato chips. And he went with the potato chips. Jim said this is one tasty platter. Try it, you'll like it. But the dining duo tip we're giving you is ask your waitress for the shaker of Parmesan and sprinkle it over your potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Do it once and you'll be hooked. I hooked a lot of people on that.
That really is good, too.
It is good.
Yep. Let's hope that Rookies brings back their dollar specials and the popcorn. And popcorn is coming sooner than you think.
I think so, too. I saw popcorn in the popcorn popper.
But until that time, give Rookies a try for other entrees. You will be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah. And if you go there on half-price wine night, like half of Del Webb does, you won't care.
Yeah, exactly.
FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
Price for our afternoon out, $31.28. I think this is the most money we've ever spent at Rookies.
In case you don't know, that was a home run.
I thought it was a home run. You could just tell by the way the bat cracked against the ball.
That's the best I got, people. I'm sorry.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. Every once in a while, a guy just has to have a gyro or a euro or both of them at the same time.
Okay.
I just don't know what that meat is.
I don't know.
It's
pressed.
Well, it comes in a big cone thing.
Yeah.
And they slice it off. And I don't think
And it rotates around and around and around, so it dries it out a little bit.
I think it may be preformed.
You think? Meat doesn't come shaped in a cone usually.
What's your take, Toots?
I loved my salad. I just wish Rookies would have a dollar salad special. That would just top my cake.
I bet you they'll come back with that.
Yeah, I'm hoping. But with the dollar specials, but I want a salad for a dollar, too.
Okay.
I want the world.
Go in there and complain to them.
Okay.
Give them the particulars, poopsie.
Rookies All-American Pub and Grill, 12220 Princeton Drive, Huntley, 60142, 847-669-8600. Website, www.rookiespub.com. Directions, seriously, people, you should know how to get there.
Yeah.
Estimated travel time, about 6 minutes from your house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP 101.5 on your FM listening dial and streaming worldwide on the www.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we put you in WHRU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not going to say we put you last.
No, you're not. Shame on you. So, my love.
Yes?
Did we get any letters this week?
You know, let me check.
Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need? McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you.
Mr. McFeely always kind of creeped me out. Just something about that guy.
I know.
I could be wrong. I'm sure he's a very nice person, but I don't know. Even the name, Mr. McFeely. Seriously? I don't know.
He's got feelings. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Go ahead.
Okay. We did get a letter, actually, and it's from Patricia. And she told us about Mookie's in Crystal Lake. And this was the old Porter's Oyster Bar on Northwest Highway there.
Mm-hmm.
And is now Mookie's.
Mookie's.
So
it's been Mookie's for a while.
Has it?
Yeah. I remember that somebody also told me before the COVID shutdown that about Mookie's, because it was on my iPad in my review thingies, you know, all the restaurants that we want to review. We just keep going to them if we don't have a new one that really strikes our fancy, and we pick them out.
Hmm.
So it's been open for over maybe 2 years now.
Really?
Well, all of 2020, We didn't go to any concerts. I heard it from somebody at a concert, too. You heard it recently.
I've got to get out more.
Over here, from someone you recorded.
I've got to get out more.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to definitely go check that place out, because we heard some good things about it. And if you'd like to suggest a restaurant to us or like to tell us where to go, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Just put it to the attention of Jim if you want to tell him where to go. Thank you.
I'm used to it.
Gonna smoke me a fatty brisket. Got my barbecue shoes on. Gonna smoke me a fatty brisket. Got my barbecue shoes on. Got my natural case and got the hogs on the run.
Got my barbecue shoes on.
Here in our studio today, wearing his barbecue shoes.
Wearing my barbecue shoes, yes.
We have the Phantom of Fire.
That's me.
The Master of Meat.
That's me.
The Baron of Barbecue, Jim, with tips for your summertime barbecues, because it's right around the corner, people.
Yes, it is.
We've just bought our new barbecue.
Yes, and I've got to put it together, so we may get barbecuing by the end of summer sometime.
Exactly.
But yes, I am the Phantom of Fire, the Master of Meat, etc. Baron of Barbecue, that's me.
I just said that. You have to repeat yourself? Do you think you're that great?
You know why? Because I like the way that
you're
sounds.
You're a moron.
I like the way that sounds.
Just get on with it.
Okay, well, these are going to be all these are priceless little tips that I'm going to give you.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be gems. Yeah.
Okay, first one. Always let your meat sit for a few minutes before you cut it. And that's the truth.
And that is the truth. Lily Tomlin.
After you cook it, just let it sit there so all the juices can go
back into the meat
from whence they came. Otherwise, they'll just run out and go all over the cutting board and it'll be blech.
It'll be juicy on the cutting board and your steak's going to be
dry. That's right. So always remember, let it sit for a few minutes, just
Let it chill.
Let people, be hungry and wait for it.
It's just like a fine bottle of wine. You have to uncork it, and then you have to let it just mellow out.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's what I heard. I don't drink wine.
Well, the screw cap doesn't do much.
But I let it sit out before I pour it into my frying pan and stuff when I'm trying to deglaze my food.
Here's another little tip.
Now,
this is assuming, of course, that you have a charcoal barbecue.
Oh, yeah. We got rid of ours.
Well, what you can do, though, is throw a few small pieces of wood into the charcoal. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And this will add a little more smoky flavor to it when you're cooking it.
But you got to get the right wood chips, remember, for smoking.
Yeah.
Because they have the cherry wood, hickory.
Yeah.
You got to get those, not just wood.
No, you can't just.
You can't put a piece of firewood that you would put in your fireplace or fire pit into the Barbie.
Okay, so we'll scratch that one off. Okay.
No, that's fine, love. You're scratching it off.
Scratching it off. That's not good.
Okay.
Next one, and this is the wait for your coals to turn gray.
Well, they have to turn gray a little bit.
Well, a lot of people rush it just when the edges start turning gray. Don't do that. Because then that'll just sit there on a barbecue and do nothing.
Exactly.
So wait for the entire charcoal to get gray and then put it on there.
Yeah, otherwise your meat's going to look gray.
Yeah.
And it won't have that char crust to it.
Who's the Phantom of Fire here, me or you?
I cook more than you do on the Barbie.
Okay.
Okay.
Avoid using chemicals because they'll change the flavor. This is another duh. If you use like the fire starter stuff, stuff's going to taste like gasoline.
Lighter fluid?
Yeah, that too. It's going to taste like gasoline. Don't do that.
Right. They have those little, not chimney things, but they kind of look like a chimney thing.
Yeah.
And you put your charcoal in there and you put it on the, if you have a charcoal grill, you may not have a gas burner. We had a charcoal and a butane grill, two of them. And we had a grill that had a little burner on it, and we would just start the charcoal off with that.
And never,
but you also have those other things that we used to use too.
The big giant
hook, like,
yeah,
that gets real red hot when you plug it into the wall, and And you put it in your charcoals, and that starts it up, too.
And never, never, ever use lighter fluid to start your gas grill.
Never.
Never do that.
Okay. Never.
Did you know that you can clean your grill with an onion?
No, I didn't know that.
You cut the onion in half,
yeah,
and you grab it with your tongs, and you rub it over the grill. There's some sort of an acid in onions that'll clean the grill.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Another good way to clean a grill, if you can stand the sound, is take your tongs and wad up a piece of tinfoil.
Oh, yes.
Tinfoil. But then it sounds like you're rubbing your fingers on a blackboard. No, no, don't do that. But if you can stand that, it will clean your grill grates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another thing, if you use like these spice rubs on steaks or something.
Like a marinade?
Yeah. Put that on an hour before you cook it, so all the stuff can mingle in there.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. I always do that. Even if you don't use a rub, I still put my salt and pepper and whatever else I'm putting on it, you know, mm-hmm, just to flavor it. I put it on ahead of time and let it sit.
Also, take your steaks out of the fridge 20 minutes prior to cooking.
Mm-hmm. They tell you to make sure that it gets kind of room temperature-y.
Because that way it'll cook all the way
evenly.
Through. Evenly. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And Bobby Flay says the same thing.
I taught him everything he knows.
And I'm backing him up.
Use two skewers instead of one. Now, you get those little shrimp or veggies on one skewer. What do? They spin around.
They fly around. They do.
See? Just suck it up, put two skewers, and you just flip it over.
I never, ever thought about that.
See,
they always flop around on me.
This is why people should listen to this show.
Yep, they get some good ideas. These are good hacks.
Another one, too, to make your burgers a little juicier, when you put them on the grill,
uh-huh,
put an ice cube on top of them. Yeah, make a little indentation.
With your thumb.
And put an ice cube on top.
And put an ice cube on in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
And what will it do?
It makes the meat juicier.
Moist?
That, too.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Prevents it from drying out?
Exactly.
Huh.
Another one.
I did not know that.
See? This isn't what?
But will it really cook the middle then? Evenly? I mean, they're telling you to take your meat out. Bobby Flay says take your meat out 20 minutes ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're telling you on this hack to push your thumb in to your burger, make mm-hmm a thumbprint, and then put an ice cube on there. Well, will it cook evenly? No.
Okay. That's not a good one.
Scratch that one off the list, too.
Okay.
I wouldn't think that would be a good idea. But if you want to have a butter burger, all you got to do is stick your thumb in it, put a little dab of butter in it, room temperature, and you can have a nice buttery burger.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Uh-huh.
And, this is a little trick that some people use to make their barbecue a little tastier. I never done this. I don't know. Well, forget this. Spray your meat with apple juice. Nah. Nah, we'll...
Another one off the list.
Okay.
I don't spray my meat with apple juice. I don't want everything tasting like apples.
And people, be a little creative. Put your steaks or burgers or whatever on diagonally on the grill. This way, when you turn it, you know, turn it 90 degrees, you get those nice diamond-shaped marks. It's not rocket science, people.
And it'll make you feel like you're at a restaurant eating instead of your own cooking.
Yeah. And last but not least, this is a trick. You know those cupcake tins, muffin tins you have in the
yep
kitchen? Put the condiments in there. Put the ketchup, the mustard.
The relish.
Yep.
You betcha.
Stuff in there. Yep. And
that's easy.
Yep.
You just take one tin in instead of ketchup bottle, mustard bottle, mm-hmm, relish jar.
Barbecue.
Thank you. Thank you, homie. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That's
simple fact of plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your colon posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has a mighty touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave and your guys, yeah. Not so much. In fact, we've played teams across the nation, and you're the worst one we've come across. Try to assimilate that information, and it just might help you cope with your impending loss. Oh, and if somehow we are still failing to effectively articulate the points at hand, allow us now to summarize them in a manner that your feeble brains can understand. We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
You see, there's us.
We're great.
And then there's you.
You suck.
We're really, really great.
We're great.
In contrast, you really suck.
Really suck.
Okay, full disclosure, we're not that great, but nevertheless, you suck. Suffer swift defeat. That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all sometime?